Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope it is treating you good on this May 10th, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff, behind the mic. Dismembered, I have the power to turn your mics on. I
gotta turn the mics.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually wanted to let
man
you guys...
Man with the power over there.
I wanted to let you guys get settled and everything before I turned your mics on.
You know, it was really funny because I was just thinking, I don't have the power to mute my mic.
we should have that, though. We should, for a cough button, you guys should have a cough button.
Well, I appreciate having it when I'm at home.
Yeah, right, yeah, it's nice. It's nice, I'm sure. I'm sure it's nice. It is nice to have you in studio, though. We got Melissa Seth in studio today.
Yeah.
That means more fun, more entertaining, and it's more live radio, so who knows what can happen, everybody.
And it's 2 days in a row. I don't know if you guys can handle this.
I'm enjoying it. I have.
So far.
Give me it. It's only
just
seven.
Wait
until nine. We got fun things lined up this morning. Of course, we're going to kick things off with our National Day of Calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. At some point, we'll see. We're going to get into World Video Game Hall of Fame. That has some new entries into it. We always like to cover that. Mom's been dropping hints about Mother's Day. I don't know if people are listening or paying attention, but we're going to try to help you with that.
Yeah.
Velveeta is doing something that I'm very curious to see what you guys think, especially in essence, Melissa, because you can kind of come at it like from a third person perspective.
Okay.
Because I imagine you're not a big Velveeta, you know.
Oh, but wait. I had the jingle down when I was a kid, and I love singing it. Our Velveeta versus cheddar. Our Velveeta melts much better. Cheddar's lumpy, all in dumpy. Word I made up myself.
Yeah.
The recipe calls for cheddar. Use Velveeta. It's much better.
Ah, wow. That was great.
Yeah,
that was
awesome. I remember that dumpy part in there.
Yep. And dumpy. It's a word, man.
It's a word. It works. We've got all these things coming up. In 8 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to talking with Paul and the gang. After that, we'll get into a fun one here. I wanted to dive into, where is it? Do you actually... our security cams and our webcams and an unethical hack. I've got both of those lined up. We got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in the 8 o'clock hour, and a little after Melissa's news, we got our Word of the Day, our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley will be joining us, and it's a special day for Phil, too.
Hey.
We'll be talking about that a little bit later also. 9 o'clock hour, got a bunch of entertainment news I want to touch on. That Ain't Right story. Good stories of the day. It is live radio. Who knows what is going to happen? How is everybody doing this morning? Melissa, how was it coming in this morning? Not having to drive.
It was short.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It wasn't a long trip. And it was a short night, though.
I'll bet it was. Yeah. Unfortunately.
You know, there's some excitement and some scolding that had to happen very late at night.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I'm here. I have coffee. Granted, it's almost gone, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You guys will just put up with me.
Absolutely.
And you know, I'm a little punch happy when I'm...
Yeah.
And not literally punch happy.
No. As far as if HR is listening, no, she's not at all.
Shush, bro.
Yeah. I'd be quiet.
Yeah.
Seth, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm still... This is one of those days, for whatever reason, it's just... It's a slog getting going. It's like moving in slow motion kind of thing. And I'm not sure what it is. I'm enjoying the sunshine. That usually helps.
Feels like summer.
It does feel like summer today.
Such it was a very
vibe
warm
to it
yesterday.
This morning.
Yeah.
We got to take a nice walk to the library last night.
That's good.
And
awesome.
Our library is so wonderful.
Really is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. I could spend hours and hours and hours in that library.
They've got
and never
this
get
little
bored.
Little house now in the kids department that's got these baskets with gardens. I don't know, little stuffed garden pieces.
So
they were building a garden and harvesting pumpkins and beets and carrots and potatoes. It was really fun.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I love it. I got to get over there. I haven't been over there in a little bit. Anytime you can get over to the library, do it, everybody. Mm-hmm. Do it. Get on over there.
Especially when you have one like here. Not all libraries are like this. So enjoy
ours
what you have.
Ours is wonderful.
Yeah.
So I had a couple of places I wanted to start today. I couldn't decide which one to start with, so I'm just going to do them both. If that sounds good to you guys.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Confusing, but...
Let me try. I know I can't. I can't do it. I need them both pulled up at the same time. And I wonder if I can. No, I can't combine the stories. I will give them both their due, especially this first one, where it comes to us from WPR, and we send a shout out to Wisconsin Public Radio. Love our friends over there. Rich Creamer does a great job reporting. Western Wisconsin volunteers are covering shifts at the St. Croix deputies as they mourn their slain officer. Mm-hmm. This is the headline. The funeral for Deputy Katie Lessing will be held. Will be held Friday at Hudson High School. Officers from across western Wisconsin are volunteering to cover patrol shifts in St. Croix County this week as members of the sheriff's office mourn the killing of their deputy. During the first press conference since the 29-year-old St. Croix County Sheriff's Deputy Katie Lessing. Was shot and killed while responding to a suspected drunk driver Saturday afternoon. We understand. I've talked with Sheriff Becker, and I've talked with some of our officers here in Rapids about this. And there was a phrase in a tradition of the blue line, and you're not crossing it, and all these things. And that has really grown and changed and evolved over the years. Mm-hmm. You are not going to meet any good officer is going to tell you they hate bad police officers more than anybody. Mm-hmm. They make their job that much harder. They make it that much harder for them to connect with their community and all these things. Mm-hmm. But there is still a to me at least, a beautiful honor to the respect of that badge that fellow badge members have and everything. And it's shown in moments like this. Yes. And I'd like to think that we can put other things aside and just focus on the moment and the people, and that they're hurting, but even in hurt, what we are able to accomplish.
Yeah, coming together in solidarity.
I think that's awesome. I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I commend, cheer, and thank them, those officers, for stepping up and helping out the St. Croix department, the St. Croix area.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
This is a huge loss to them and their community.
And it should be. I don't mean that I'm not going to word this right. There's no way to word this right. But it should hit us. We should not normalize this stuff any more than we should normalize a person dying on the other end of this. All these things need to be counted. All these things are on the same level and need to have accountability towards them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A big shout out to those officers helping out with that. That is pretty amazing. You can see the complete article at WPR.org. Encourage you to check that out. And we got to talk cows. There's no segue, and it shouldn't be. I'm not going to segue from a story like that to something funny, but I will get into this because I do think it's a little interesting. And we cover a couple of things majorly on this morning show. You know, Dolly Parton is a big one. World records being broken.
Of course.
Of course, local and state news, mm-hmm. and sports and that kind of thing. Entertainment, mm-hmm. here and there. And cows. We have a lot of stories about cows on this show. That just seems to happen. It really all started with the article Carl and I found about it was 6% of the population that believed chocolate milk came from brown cows. It's where this all started.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
We have an interesting one here, and it's got quite a story to it. We go to a cow that ran loose through a Chicago suburb after escaping during a senior prank was given a new name. Blossom.
Nice. The perfect cow name.
The perfect name, right? The Hooved Animal Humane Society in Woodstock said Blossom's name was chosen from hundreds of submissions from members of the public. Officials wrote in their Facebook post that the name is, quote, it is so fitting since she is truly blossoming before our eyes every day.
Nice.
Blossom awesome. Escaped and ran loose through Niles in early hours Thursday. The cow was one of several animals being brought to Northridge Preparatory School as part of a senior prank. The Humane Society said officials are now working to find Blossom a new permanent home.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool story.
That is.
And she looks like a blossom. I don't know why, but she looks like a blossom.
She's a pretty cow. She's got a white face and a nice white mop of hair on the top of her head.
Tuft of hair. Yeah. I haven't seen many cows with that.
And the rest of her is all brown. Styling. It looks like. Mm-hmm.
If there is one thing we are pretty familiar with in Wisconsin, it's seeing cows on the side of the road when you're driving. Usually, when you're trying to get from A to C or whatever, and it's the B in between or something like that. But how are you if you're bopping around downtown on 8th Street here in Rapids or somewhere in Marshfield, Wausau, just in the city, you know, quote unquote city, and you just see this cow just bopping around, just walking around looking for some curd, give some hay, something to chew on.
Well, you worry a little bit because cows are big.
Who do you call?
Well, you call police. Yeah, because who else do we call? Every time you have an issue or a problem or you don't know what, you call 911 typically. Or the non-emergency line is probably better. But, and then they direct you to or call animal control to come and take care of it. But
to wrangle it, yes.
Yes, I used to see cows in my front yard all the time, but I lived in the country.
Oh, okay.
It's not uncommon for them to get out.
They do like to roam around there.
They do, you know.
I don't know if I'd ever get used to that. Not in a bad way. I just mean, like, I don't know if I'd ever ever stop, like, looking out my window. I feel like I would always be.
Well, and so there's a couple things about this story. Number one, senior prank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they are still doing these and that they have a tendency, hopefully, to be harmless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if involving animals is the best move here because it's probably not, you know, harmless to the animal. But I don't know. Have you guys had any really awesome senior pranks that you've heard of?
You know, I've heard of the ones of releasing things in a squirrel or something like that in a classroom, and that I've I know that there have been ones where everybody showed up at the gym. Like, everybody just was there waiting in the gym or something like that. And it got people thinking that there was, what do they used to call those?
Like, an assembly or something?
An assembly or a rally
or something like that.
Pep rally.
No, it was, like, assembly when you had a speaker at school. Okay. And everybody went to the gym to go to see the speaker.
Okay.
There was a name for that. I can't think of it. Anyway, they made people think of that. There's all kinds of stuff like that. But our senior prank, if I remember right, we all skipped.
Yeah, senior skip day.
If I remember right, but I don't think we had like a huge prank or anything.
Oh, no, we did both of those things at Toma High School. But I want to say that it was before my time there. But one of the senior pranks was that they assembled a car on the second floor of the building.
Wow.
There was another one where I think they brought a coffin upstairs and filled it with cement. So there were some doozies.
Yeah.
Wow, that's inventive.
Inventive and creative, but also, I mean, like, we'll talk about really, really heavy. Like, I mean,
they were dedicated.
Like, wow. You know, here's the thing. The janitors usually got to clean that stuff up and everything, and that ain't cool. That's not cool. I'm sorry.
No, they actually went back in and took care of it themselves.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. But in the sense of that, though, that I have really, I noticed a couple of things about me lately that I do not like. Like, right there. Did you notice that? Like, rebel me, young me, be like, oh, really?
Cool.
What kind of cement did they use? Like, now I'm thinking of the janitor. I'm thinking of the cleanup. Like, how are they going to pick that up? Are they going to hurt their back when they do it?
You're old.
I the other day, I'm watching this. My dad's watching some show or something like that. And there was an actress on there. And she had a neck tattoo. And I've got like 6-7 tattoos on me and everything. I don't have any issues, obviously, with tattoos. I was 18. It was one of the first things I did when I turned 18. Mm-hmm. I see this young lady with this tattoo, and immediately I'm like, oh, how's she going to find work? She's got, I mean, you know, any tattoos from the neck up, it's so hard to find work now. I catch myself in the middle of this thought, like, what happened to you? What is happening to you?
Well, you know, it could be that there's a lot of reasons for that. When I was talking about getting my wrist tattoo, because I have a tiny one on my wrist, and my youngest brother, he is 16 years younger than me, said, yeah, but are you sure you want to do that? You know, that might impact your ability to get a job someday.
Right, right, right. You think right away about it.
Dude, you're 16. Like,
man, I'm just slowly going to turn. I went from Bart Simpson to Homer Simpson, slowly turning into Amy Simpson. I'm just no man yelling at a cloud. Yep. Get off my sky, cloud. Darn it, cloud, get away. Well, take a break. I'm going to go ahead and try to find some youth.
Yeah,
we will come back.
Got to be around here somewhere.
I'll just dye my hair again. Yep. So, you know, that's all I can do. See, I can't afford a sports car as far as midnight crisis or anything. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. It is Seth, Melissa, and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. It is time to dive into our national day of calendar for this May 10th, 2023. As we've mentioned last couple of days, it is National Nurses Week, right up until this Friday.
Yeah.
Celebrate nurses.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
You happen to run into a nurse, thank them. Tell them know you appreciate them.
If you happen to need a nurse, be very thankful.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Right on, Melissa. Well done, well done. It is Donate a Day's Wages to Charity Day.
Nice.
Wow.
A day's wages.
Yeah.
Now, I appreciate anybody that does this, especially anybody that donates in general. Mm-hmm. I would love to see the CEOs and the top 1% actually do this.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
I'd like to see them get the ball rolling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to see them even, I'm not saying that they need to be the only ones, but imagine if you saw Jeff Bezos this morning come out and say he's donating a day's wages to the Hunger Coalition or something like that. Mm-hmm. Would that not inspire other billionaires? Would that not inspire other people? Possibly. It's worth a chance, right? It's worth spending the money.
I'm behind you. I think that's a great idea.
Is he going to notice? Right, so it's a tax write-off for him.
It's literally a tax write-off for him.
It's nothing. So why not do it? Yeah. Like the only reason you got, and these are smart people. So at this point in the game, when you don't see these things happen, when you don't see them do things like this, it's a matter of, oh, they just don't care. Like, mm-hmm. What else are you supposed to think? Because it's not as if they don't know the same things we know. We're poor and we know it. You're telling me they don't know?
Yeah, right.
Like, come on.
No, we need more people like the owner of Patagonia, Yvonne Quinard.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting way of doing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we need to support companies that have CEOs that have ownership like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Where is the accountability if we're just barking at about these people, but we keep using their products and everything? If you can donate a quarter of your daily wages, it is appreciated, let alone a whole paycheck.
Exactly.
I think that is asking a lot of people nowadays. But then again, the world is asking a lot of our nonprofits. Mm-hmm. The world is asking a lot of our schools. The world is asking a lot of our city governments. And I understand that we are counting every penny right now. The things are hard. If we don't contribute to these things and we try to, we'll just kick the can down the road. We'll just kick the can down the road. We all understand. We're also all smart enough to know how that ends up. Mm-hmm. We end up with, I'm sorry to put it this way, dumber kids, unsafe schools, unsafe communities, and roads and infrastructure that fall apart on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we've heard a lot of complaints about potholes lately.
Yeah.
Granted, it is pothole season, but...
and look, if you want to complain about that stuff, more power to you. That is your right as a citizen. Miss me, though, if you aren't willing to pay taxes for it.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to take an increase in tax.
And you support politicians and people who want those things for our communities.
Certainly.
We work in radio and we're willing to do this, okay? It's not like we're living in the lap of luxury here or anything. I feel like this is the most basics of understanding. Mm-hmm. You do this so that you can have this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's no different than in your personal life. You want nice things, you got to put money into it. You got to contribute to it.
And we have wonderful nonprofits in our area that you can donate to. United Way, Peyton's Promise this weekend at the Wausau Children's Festival is doing their Change for Good campaign to be able to raise money. So if you have, just change. Find the change in your pocket, on top of your microwave, wherever you throw it. Couch cushions.
Yeah.
End up on the couch cushion. Why don't we just keep our change in couch cushions? I think you might have some.
No, it's a good savings place.
Yeah, really. Why is this couch all lumpy?
It ends up there anyway.
There's $500 worth of change in there. Seth, what are you complaining about?
As my dad would say, nobody's going to look there.
Right.
This is where he always would hide his money. Where nobody
then you
would
come
look.
Home and your significant other, oh, I put the couch out on the curb. Man, it was heavy. Yeah. Like, oh, but wait, that was my savings account.
There's always money in the banana. National Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Ah, that's a great way to start out a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's rough.
Root Canal Appreciation. I mean, if you need one, you need one.
You do.
I get that. Yeah.
And having your teeth still in your mouth.
Mm. That's always a plus.
Is very much a plus.
Yes.
Because,
yes,
you know, that was one thing that caused mortality in humans before there was dentistry.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
exactly.
If you lost your teeth, man, you
were pretty much
kind of doomed.
Yeah.
Have either of you had a root canal?
No, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I've had my wisdom teeth taken out, but I haven't had a root canal.
Yeah,
I had my wisdom teeth out at like 16.
Oh, see, they told me I had room in my mouth for them, and then like at 22, they just like all
never
came.
Mind.
Yeah, and my mouth decided, oh, wrong. They were wrong.
You were wrong.
God, that was horrible. I had to go to the emergency room and get it done.
Ooh,
yikes!
They were not very like. Great ER workers, always. I've never ran into bad ER nurses or doctors, but oftentimes they are in a situation where this isn't their wheelhouse.
Right. You know? They're not dentists.
Yeah. They definitely weren't. Okay, it was
emergency
definitely
surgery.
Not their wheelhouse.
On your mouth. Got it.
They're working on the top one or the bottom one and gets going, and he's like, oh, wait, did you want anesthesia? worst nights of my life, man.
Yeah, he was probably running on little sleep.
Yeah.
Lots of coffee.
We both were. Him
and I were. No doubt.
National Third Shift Workers Day.
Mm. There you go.
Either of you ever worked third shift?
Yes, I have.
I have not.
Oh, really? Oh,
nope.
Okay.
No, I've worked evenings, I've worked days, but I've never worked third shift.
No, I had the delight of doing that for a lot of years right after high school. And for a lot of years there, I worked at Fort McCoy. Mm-hmm. I did third shift at the National Guard building on Fort McCoy, and then also at the switchboard. I was a switchboard operator.
Oh,
I didn't know that part.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Huh.
Nice.
Oh, I'd love to hear more about that sometime.
It was very quiet third shift.
Oh,
I'll bet it was.
I brought a lot of I saw a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. You know, binge watched a lot of shows from the library and practiced guitar. No, I practiced piano. Actually carried in a keyboard with me.
Nice.
I did yoga. But, you know, I had to check the computers in the back, and there was all these security protocols. And then I'd get really busy for like 15 minutes when there was a conference call. Mm-hmm. And I had to, everybody calling in and switch them out. But yeah, that was it in a nutshell.
My mom worked at Illinois Bell for a while when I was really little. And when she was working there, they still did some of the the buttons.
Pulling out the cords.
Pulling out the cords.
Putting them in the actual.
In and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, for me, it was all buttons.
Hmm. I worked a lot of third shift in my life.
It's rough.
It can be. I will say when I was young, I enjoyed it. Because I was up all night anyway.
Mm.
So,
for people that's kind of their natural circadian rhythm, it's okay. But I honestly think that it's something that we should, with our work-life balance, find a way to not make as many people do that.
There's always going to be a need for some of it, but I don't think you're wrong. I think finding a way of like lessening as much of it as we can. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting. My brother-in-law is a police officer and he works third shift.
Ah.
And he actually prefers that because for schedule for kids and stuff like that with my sister's schedule. It's worked out okay for him. So
That's good
to hear. Now, this seems a little cruel or perfect or fitting. I don't know. National Third Shift Workers Day along with Stay Up All Night Day. Stay Up All Night Night.
I like that.
Stay Up All Night Night. I like
night.
That.
Perfect.
Yeah. I will be doing that. I probably will be doing that, whether
in
I want
solidarity
to or not.
With third shift workers.
Yeah, that's it. Doing this for
you guys.
Yeah. It is One Day Without Shoes Day.
Only one day.
Yeah, that's
just
it.
One day.
Just one day.
Just one day.
No, any chance to be barefoot, take it. Great opportunity.
Yes.
Love
but protect
barefoot.
Your feet.
Yes, be careful.
That's a good idea.
Take care of them.
The bottoms of my feet have cuts and bruises and Lego markings on them. Like the Lego logo is still on the bottom of my foot somewhere.
You've been branded,
It is National Receptionist Day or National PAM Day around here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Appreciate those who work that job.
Yes.
Yeah. I my old job at over at Stoiber when I was working over there, and we just had Jess in the other day, but the gang over there, they're amazing. And I got to see like kind of a from the behind the scenes of them working the phones. And I hadn't really gotten an opportunity before. I've done working the phones myself before, but I hadn't seen that. Mm-hmm. Masters at it.
Mm-hmm.
Watching Pam for 20 some years do this. A literal art when she does this, the reception work that she does. If you don't believe me, pay attention to what receptions actually do.
Yeah. They have to multitask. They have to have, all the balls in the air at the same time. And also then they're the wheels that keep places functioning.
When we first, back in the day, when WFHR and WGLX were under the same company, that changed. They got sold. GLX went up Plover and everything. But there was this gray area of time period where we were still kind of running as the same unit, although we weren't owned by the same company. And we had to kind of, Pam was up in Plover, so we needed somebody at the old building here in Rapids. That was me. I was the low man on the, pole, so I was the one that was doing that stuff and everything. And I had, there was barely any calls. It was pretty dead there at the at this building and stuff. And still had a difficult time doing that job. Like, I still was having a hard time. Like there's a phone ringing and I'm on the phone. Like, wait a minute, where's this phone coming from? I don't know where... It's crazy. Yeah, I admire it. And a big shout out for us around here. A big shout out to our own Pam Hilke, the heart of Pam. WFHR. Mother Ocean Day. It's a good one.
Appreciate our oceans.
One. Yeah, yeah.
Literally. oceans are big.
That's good. Pay homage to the incredible force of nature that is the ocean, which houses over a million different species, many of which are endangered or threatened. Mm-hmm. Learn more about this and learn more about ways that we can help our oceans.
Yes.
It is World Lupus Day. How many people know what lupus is? And I'm not asking you two indirectly. I mean, just rhetorically. Mm-hmm. Learn the symptoms so you can act fast against the life-threatening autoimmune disease known as lupus, which affects at least 5 million people globally.
Wow.
A good friend back when I first started that second city that dealt with this. Mm-hmm. It is definitely nothing to take lightly.
No.
Imagine being bothered by sunlight, being covered in a rash, suffering from fatigue, having mouth sores, and dealing with kidney and joint problems, as well as experiencing substantial hair loss and swelling of lymph nodes. Sounds awful, doesn't it? Well, yeah. It is awful, actually, and for many people who deal with the symptoms of lupus each and every day.
Yeah.
Understanding this and hopefully, getting closer and closer to better ways of caring for this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
World Facilities Management Day, very similar to Receptionist Day in the sense of really the order in the chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
Every job has chaos. Life is chaos. Life is entropy. It just is. And that's not necessarily a negative or a bad thing. Keeps things interesting, doesn't it? and it keeps us moving, keeps things
that's
going.
True. That's true.
But you do need a level of management at every stage.
Yes, indeed.
Need a calm in the storm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's what I always think about when I think of leadership. Leadership is, yes, it starts from the top, of course, and you need good leadership at the top, but it doesn't end there.
No.
Pam is the leader around this building. Mm-hmm. Pam leads the way. She is our leader of this office. She is the leader of this station, really. Mm-hmm. Everything starts and ends with her. Like what she does, we can all do our jobs. None of it gets on the air without her. None of it happens without her. She's our leader. Now, she is not maybe your typical leader. Pam doesn't bring us all together in the morning and rally us up or anything. Not a lot of football cheers out of Pam in the morning or something. it is her quiet, confident presence. Mm-hmm. It is her stability, her consistency that is screams leadership. Yeah. Reliability, which screams leadership and everything. Mm-hmm. So, and very fitting that today is Receptionist Day. No, it's a good thing.
Exactly.
And this fits, too. And I think that most people, if you look around your office and you think, well, who owns the bill? Who owns the company or whatever and stuff? They're the boss. Maybe. Who's the leader?
Yeah.
Who's really leading things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being a leader doesn't necessarily mean you have the title.
Yeah, yeah. It also doesn't mean that it'd be just because you bark or because you talk loud, you're
that's
a leader.
Right.
Yeah, that just means that you're either rude or maybe you're Italian like me in my family. Maybe. National Shrimp Day.
I like shrimp.
Shrimp is tasty.
Celebrate the taste of the sea, indulge in delicious shrimp dishes, discover new recipes, and gather with friends and family. I like shrimp too. I am a, but I cheat because I like popcorn shrimp.
It's just breading on there.
Deep fried.
Yes, yeah, yes, that's right. Yes.
I've owned this. I will drink and eat anything that is deep fried.
I have never eaten them like they are in that picture, though,
with their
legs and their shells on their heads on.
And their eyes staring back at you.
Yeah, and they're cooked. So obviously you have to, you have to eat them like that. I mean, that seems like a lot more work.
I got no interest in eating anything that's looking back at me.
Like when they serve fish, you know, the full fish with the head and everything on there. Mm. There's something a little weird about that.
Just a little.
Yeah.
I will put a napkin over its eyes.
Rest in peace.
And then I'll
eat your tail.
Then I will eat. But I have no morbid interest.
I've just never seen them served like that. I mean, obviously,
like prongs to me.
Or crayfish.
Crayfish. Yeah. Those
I have eaten like that. Mm. Yeah, I've sucked the heads.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people.
So what are you talking about?
Well, shrimp is different, though. I don't know why.
Not that much. They're very similar.
Perhaps. Great breakfast talk. Sorry.
We will. That was great. We'll take a break. We'll come back after Melissa's news. Got more fun in store on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, James here with you at 7:41 on the clock, ready to have some fun. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Got some interesting stuff we're going to get into as we get to the top of the hour. Got Velveeta into something interesting. Want to talk about that. we're going to talk about the metaverse a little bit. Get into that also. And I'm going to be making a mental note that I'm going to be listening to Tears for Fears later.
Oh,
it's gonna
is that
be in
what
my
this
head.
Is?
Yes, it'll be in my head.
Was like I was wondering what we were marching towards.
It was like their last hit, I think. One of their last hits. Yeah. One of the last ones. No, Sowing the Seeds of Love with those last. Was probably their last big hit somewhere.
There was
in
a lot of pomp and circumstance at the beginning there.
Yeah. Yes, there was.
1985 and 1993 was their big period. So,
they're one of those bands that was good at that, at doing the big intro.
Yes.
A couple of bands were really good at that. Right now, I want to talk a little Mother's Day, and I don't get to do this very often. I want to brag a little bit. I got Mother's Day already down.
Nice.
I've got my mom covered. I've got the other moms in my life covered. I'm good. I got Mother's Day down. I feel very good about this.
That's awesome.
I feel very confident about it. It happened on accident in a way. I happened to come across something and then another thing and another thing, and it just sort of kind of worked out that
way. Cool,
and you've kept it under your hat.
So proud that I have, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Nice.
I'm impressed.
Like, I'm one of the greatest people in the world at keeping a secret. I've got secrets of enemies that I've kept, let alone the people that I care about and everything.
But when it comes to presents...
Bad. Very bad. Bad James. Bad James. Very, very, very
you
bad.
You just are such a giving person. You like to give.
I can't help myself. I don't know what it is. I'm the worst with kids. Mm. And I thought that as my kids got older, it would change. Hasn't. Bria's birthday the other day. My son is a minimalist, so JC doesn't want anything. We talk. We have a conversation.
Give him air.
And stuff. Yes, basically. But with Bria, I had that the poster idea, and I've had it for months and months and months, and I've just been. Every time I ran into her and see her and we talk movies, it pops in my head. And I'm like,
But you kept it under wraps. I think you did okay with that one because you weren't going to see her on her birthday.
That was helpful. That was helpful.
And so it worked out.
Was that a pun? Kept it under wraps. It's a present.
Oh my gosh. I'm turning into you guys.
Yeah, you are.
It happens if you're here long enough.
I love it. That's great. Let's go ahead and get into this a little bit because moms are letting us know we're less than a week away from Mother's Day. So if you haven't figured out what you're getting your mother the mothers in your life, get on it. The good news is you might be getting some help if you pay attention.
Mm. Keynote.
In a poll, 71% of mothers say that they drop hints, and I mean drop hints, in conversations to let their partners know what Mother's Day gifts they want. And 67% of them will even create wish lists to make it easier. Mm-hmm. Because they're moms and they're amazing. Yeah. They're just teeing you up, basically, to like, hey.
Well, and they also know that men don't take subtlety very well. Mm. Right? Mm. Am I wrong?
No.
Some men.
Can't be subtle.
Sorry, Seth.
I'm a genius at that, catching subtle hints, especially from Beth. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I believe that about him. Yes.
I don't know. She was dropping them pretty heavy yesterday.
I like to think that I'm good at this, but that's the problem, is that immediately as soon as you start thinking you're good at it, as you're thinking you're, like, literally thinking you're good at it, you're like, wait a minute, what did she say? I was thinking about how good I am at paying attention and listening to drop hints. What did she just say? What did she just say?
What was that
I can't
thud?
Ask her.
Oh,
if I ask her, she's going to know I wasn't listening and I was in my own head. Dang it. So maybe this means they do not want what the men in their lives usually get. And this year, 43% of men said that they were planning to get jewelry. 39% said an edible gift. And 36% said they were thinking clothing and accessories. 38% of moms said that they'd like a handmade gift. 27% said that they'd enjoy baked cookies from their kids or partner.
Oh, that's what you meant by edible.
Or maybe one of those edible baskets, you know, one of those fruit baskets or something.
Oh, yeah. Or a candy bouquet.
Yeah. And another 37% are hinting about how they'd like a spa day. 49% of moms say that the most meaningful thing others can do is take care of household chores and other tasks so that they can put their feet up and relax.
There you go.
Give moms a break.
Especially, you know, in right now, the way things are in the world, there are a lot of people, you know, tightening purse strings and all those phrases that we use and that kind of stuff. There's something you can do.
That's not going to cost you anything.
Doesn't cost anything. Your gift today, Mom, is relaxing.
The trick is you have to do it up to her standards. So that she doesn't have to redo it when you're done.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. My sister and brother and I thought this would be fun to do for my mother 1 year. We went around and we were doing things, and we ended up having to, like, basically kick her out of the house. Because I am a cleaner, and I don't mind cleaning. There's a couple things I'm really bad. I am bad at cleaning windows. I am just bad at it. I don't know why. I've just never been great at it.
That's a pretty universal thing.
Is it really?
For me, I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
Windows are hard, man.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You guys are just using the wrong stuff.
Probably.
And you need elbow grease.
Are you volunteering?
Because wait a minute. Because I just spit on the window and then I rub it with my hand. No, I'm joking.
No, you need razor blades, really good cloths or paper towel, and water and vinegar.
I use newspaper.
It actually leaves a film on the windows.
Does it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why you're failing.
That's it. Well,
I'm
maybe it's just an
notes.
Excuse.
Yeah, there you
or
go.
Or that.
That's a great one to be able to do. Anything that involves like taking a break or relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's not so much just the spa day that moms are looking for. It's an opportunity to get out of the house and not have to come home for a while or anything like that.
And there's with something that. Like a spa day, then they actually have to... One, leave the house.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Two, you know, it's something that you did spend money on, so they kind of feel obligated to use it, which some moms need that of, I have to do this because my kids want me to be able to relax. But it gives them a chance to just disconnect for an hour. Or however long. Which, I don't know. I've never been to a spa day. How long do you
neither.
Spend?
I've never
Depends
either.
How much you pay for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I hear you, Melissa. I think that that's a great point. You know, anything you could do to give some break in that, too, and help with that.
Nice.
Jewelry's nice. Edible gifts are nice and everything. Clothing's nice. But there's very few things that are going to be better than giving her a break.
Time.
Time is always a great gift.
And time spent with mom. Mom's... want time with their kids.
Yeah, what's one of those?
That's what my mom wanted.
Yeah. And I think that's an important note to make.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate it from you as well, especially.
Yeah.
We will take a break right here. Come back. We got some more fun in store. Velveeta. I got to talk about this Velveeta thing.
Or Velveeta versus cheddar.
Oh, God.
Coming up on the morning
Velveeta.
Show.
It's much better.
Here at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 7:51 on the clock. Melissa, Seth, James here with you. We're going to take it to the top of the hour with none but fun. Then we will have CBS News come in and do their thing. At the top of the 8 o'clock hour, we will be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We're going to talk with Paul, find out what Mother Nature's got in store, hopefully more of what we're seeing right now. I want to repeat.
Yeah, this is nice.
Can we keep this, please?
Yeah, can we just get a rerun of this every morning? I'd like that. That's all coming up. And then after we're done hanging out with Paul, we are going to get into the Video Game Hall of Fame. Tell you what
I'm interested in that.
The new members are that are inducted and all that. We'll dive in. We'll see. Maybe we'll get some honorable mentions that should be in there and stuff too. We'll see. Right now, Velveeta is up to something. Does this sound like a good mashup, or would it be a hard pass? Velveeta is now selling cheese-filled chocolate. They partnered with
silence.
Yep, not a good sign.
Stunned.
They partnered with a gourmet candy company called Compartes. They're available online while supplies last, so it's a limited time only thing. They're called Velveeta Chocolate Truffles.
That's a reach.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was painful to even say.
How long did the marketing department take to come up with that? Wow.
Each one is shaped like Velveeta shells and cheese pasta, and they're not cheap. A box will cost you $25.
Jeez.
What?
Not helping themselves. They're filled with the same stuff that comes in boxes of mac and cheese, so they went with a cheese sauce, not old-school bricks of Velveeta. If the cheese isn't a deal-breaker for you, this might be. The shells are white chocolate, not milk chocolate.
Wait, what?
White chocolate with cheese inside?
Oh.
Okay, but initially I thought white for some reason, chocolate.
Okay.
Just because of the pair of fake and fake.
Yeah.
Works well.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just not a fan
sorry,
of white
dad.
Chocolate.
James' dad.
Yeah, see, I'm not
I know
sorry.
He likes
yeah,
white
yeah,
chocolate.
I,
but.
I don't understand why he does. I've never been able to wrap my mind around it. That just made, like, the article, I was fine with everything up until that point. Then yeah. It made me, like, all of a sudden I could feel my tongue, like, pulling back in my mouth.
And it's in a box, like... Like the box of Velveeta?
Yeah, it's like in this little fancy box. Like,
oh, okay. Oh, stuff.
And they are like little. They're the size of actual shells mm-hmm, of Velveeta. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just in my mind, you'd open this up and they'd all be one big clump.
Oh yeah. Oh right? Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Because I think about what happens with chocolate mm-hmm. when it warms up, and then you've got
right.
a melty cheese inside.
Yeah.
What if one leaked?
Yeah.
The sauce, yeah.
Well, you can cheese and chocolate can go well together.
Yeah.
If you get the right kind of cheese.
Yeah.
I think they can pair okay.
I don't
okay.
think that's Velveeta.
No, I don't think Velveeta is at the top of people's list for
I'm
that.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Seth. Yeah. I just and I know I've seen people with the yep. fondue and all mm-hmm. that stuff eat it. I can't think of chocolate and cheese together. Like it
I get that.
It hurts my brain. It like
I can eat them like at the same time. But I'm mm-hmm. not going to put a piece of chocolate with a piece of cheese.
No.
And drink that with my wine.
Yeah.
Now, if I had a platter, like a charcuterie
yes,
board
yes.
that had cheese and chocolate and fruit and crackers and a glass
day.
Of wine, sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'd
yeah.
munch on that. But I'm literally not putting the cheese and the chocolate in
nope.
my mouth at the same time. No.
It's
because,
silly.
Because you're not fun. That's why.
Someone who tried
I wish
them,
that I was smart enough to come up with some witty repartee yeah, in the moment, Seth.
We'll fix it in post.
There you go.
Someone who tried them said they're more cheesy than chocolatey, and the filling really is, quote, Velveeta in all its glory. So if you're a Velveeta fan, I mean, this might be
maybe,
right up your alley.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, maybe that's it.
I don't blame them for trying, but I mean, why the white chocolate, though?
That's a weird choice. Just because maybe it looks more like the uncooked macaroni
shells.
But
they
the
were orange. The shells were
I know,
orange.
I don't know. That's
well,
weird.
And I mean, they, yeah, no, I can't.
Choices. They made certain choices
yes,
that are
yes,
just
yes.
somewhat confounding. That's all. Yeah.
Very good way to put it. Yes.
Yeah.
If you work on a computer, odds are you're still sitting there all day with the little webcam pointing right at you. It's pointing at you at night too, and we both know what you do in front of the camera at night. So you probably you know might not be that great. But are you really really at risk of hackers or spies or anybody like that? You know, maybe trying to you know scam into your camera and everything like that. I think that's a big fear for a lot of people nowadays. I know for years when I first had a laptop, one of the first things I did was put a piece of duct tape or something on the camera. Because
mm-hmm.
that's what I was told it was a smart thing to do.
Right.
It was a
mm-hmm.
security thing to
right.
cover your bases, if you will. Well, according to security experts, it's not likely, but it is possible. If you download malware, it might have code that lets someone take over your camera. So, like always, be careful what links you click on and what you install.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Beyond that, your biggest risk is probably you. You are your biggest risk. It's not hackers who are going to broadcast embarrassing video of you. It's you forgetting your cameras on. We've had 1,000 stories of this since the pandemic.
You're in the middle of a Zoom call.
Reputable journalists being fired because they forgot to turn their camera off.
And they were wearing just boxers.
Yeah, or other inappropriate things or whatever.
Or
and stuff.
Much, much worse.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head right
oh,
now, but
man.
I think we all know
good
what I'm
getting
about,
a job,
yeah.
man. I mean, like, better have, might as well just get a neck tattoo while you're at it. Because he can. So beyond that, your biggest risk is yourself, of course. It's you when you forget to leave a Zoom call and everyone can see you still bopping around and everything. And by the way, according to a survey, 35% of people say that they do put a cover over their webcam sometimes when they're not using it.
Mm-hmm. My personal laptop actually has a little slide.
Yep.
That covers my
a lot of them now.
My webcam.
They all should have.
They should. It's really nice. I know I just read an article about this where they're worried about kids because kids aren't on top of being able to know necessarily what is safe to click on, what isn't, and can have that downloaded onto their cell phones or their computers. What they were recommending is that kids don't take those into their bedrooms.
Yeah.
Computers or cell phones, and that parents have conversations. Talk with your kids about what links are safe to click on, what's not, what to be aware of.
Good stuff.
It's important, and it's the way of the world now. You know, the more you
something
prep
we have to be aware of.
And I think that this stuff doesn't have to be, you know, scary, though.
No.
It does, a lot of it is the way that the tact and the tone and the way that you talk about
these things. We don't need to be paranoid. We need to be not, you know, aware.
Careful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a balance there, and it's not hard to find of walking that line. I think that, you know, there's certainly enough out there to where, okay, well, we got to be caring for all this. We got to be aware of that. Mm-hmm. But also there's things where you just got to live your life, too.
Yep. Exactly.
And we want you to live your best life every Thursday this summer as we have Hoozles Rise to Music back.
It's coming. It's coming. I do want to say that it's quickly closing, though.
Yes.
If you are a musician and you have not yet signed up for Hoozles Rise to Music, do it now.
Yes.
Go to HoozlesRiseToMusic.com. Go to their Facebook page, Hoozles Rise to Music. Either one of those will get you to the right place for the second annual Hoozles Rise to Music music competition, and which is kicking off June 8th, which is less than a month away.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe that. Yeah,
I can't either.
Of course, this summer, musicians once again will compete for the title of Rise to Music Champion 2023 with cash prizes, radio airtime, and more. This competition is designed to provide musicians with a safe space for to showcase their music, gain exposure in the industry, and rise up in their music careers. So go ahead to hoozlesrisetomusic.com if you are a single, duo, or trio. Don't forget, you can do originals, you can do covers, it doesn't matter. Make sure you have at least 15 minutes of minimum of stuff to play, because they want you to go for, you know, they want you to give people what you got.
Yeah.
They want to know what you got.
Good sample of your work, yeah.
Because they're going to be voting for you, so you got to remember that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've expanded it this year because of Civic Media. We're partnering with Max Inc. Radio to get you on there, too. That's statewide.
You may play across the state.
That's exactly right. And, of course, Director's Cut. We can have you on there as well. All kinds
great
of great things.
Show on Sundays.
That's right. We've got, you can get in radio interviews here on WFHR. You can play at Rafters Park at Winterfield for Rafters games, cash prizes, all kinds of great stuff coming up with this.
Go to HoozlesRiseToMusic.com to find more information, to spread the word. And if you know a musician, make them sign up for this. Get them in on this. They'll thank you.
It's a great experience.
We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR.